listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering.
And
fawning?
Over stuff that happens on TV.
Television, here on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. We're still working on that whole opening.
This time we didn't write it down.
No. Here's the truth. When you get to episode 6, you stop writing scripts.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
This is all about TV, and this is our first episode since the inaugural debut in which our three main hosts are all together live in one room.
Yep. It's great.
It's Bridget.
I'm Chris.
Qualler.
And our opinions are valid.
Let's get this going. Sweet. Just like we did with our pilot episode, if you will, we're going to start out talking about what's new on the tube.
Mm.
You might have heard us talk about a couple of shows here and there over the past few weeks in our faux minisodes, which are just becoming regular episodes without the three of us together.
Exactly. It's more like we're on the road.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, we should do a full episode because we talk a lot.
We should call those our away shows. And this
and these are our home shows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There you go.
Right.
It's good.
But there's tons we haven't talked about, and on a few in particular that we'd like to brainstorm about our opinions together and why they are valid. First of which, I don't know if you guys seen it, it's the latest CBS Laugh Track sitcom. Multi-camera style, Mad Love.
Is that the same as Mad About You?
Or Mad Men?
It's
or Mad Libs?
It's basically all three of those put together.
Wow.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
No, I have not either, because no. I don't generally actually watch much television.
You don't even own
I don't even own a television.
You're one of those. Why are you here?
What?
I always ask myself, why is Bridget our friend? Why is she on a podcast about TV? When she's one of those people that always talks about how she doesn't
have a TV. Her favorite TV show is books.
CBS, though, I thought that was actually what you were going to say. I actually don't watch CBS, which I don't. So I actually don't know how I ended up seeing this show, to be honest.
Because Chris will watch anything.
Well, the stars look good.
That's,
Jason Biggs.
You know,
all right.
It's coming back to me. Jason Biggs,
Sarah.
I was like,
yeah.
He exists.
Give him a try.
Judy Greer, I like Judy Greer.
Judy Greer is funny.
Yeah,
Sarah Chalk, also funny.
Yeah, can be.
Martin Starr.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And
so what went wrong?
He was in Party Down.
It's on CBS. Did I not say that already?
There are some good things on CBS. Like,
there are.
You guys like that, you know.
How I Met Your Mother, are you talking about?
That's on CBS?
Yeah, that's
I only watch the reruns once they get to Lifetime.
When they're on Lifetime.
yeah. No, I mean, as far as CBS shows, that's probably like the pinnacle of greatness for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like CBS Kids in the morning.
CBS Kids?
Yeah, cartoons.
What shows? CBS? What CBS Kids?
Oh, I'm
shows
thinking PBS. PBS.
You're
sorry.
Thinking of PBS.
PBS
it's
Kids. Very
different.
Completely different.
Whatever.
No, it's really bad. It's basically another one of these. It's become a trend. Mark and Twaller and I talked about it a little while ago, in which and Sepinwall has done a little essay on it. These new sitcoms, where it seems like the only way they think they can get a successful sitcom, even though they always all fail, is to show three different couples in various stages of relationships.
Yeah, and like, what's up with that? I mean, we had Perfect Couples, which was fine.
Canned.
It's been canned, exactly.
Canned.
We had Better With You, which I watch a little bit of that.
Canned.
Wait, I haven't
is
even
that canned?
Heard of that.
I think it will
canned.
Be. Canned. It's canned. It doesn't matter.
That's ABC, right?
Yeah, that was on ABC.
So Chris is raising the question of a recent trend.
Yeah.
Of having...
How can it be a trend when every one of them gets canceled?
Is this a trend or is this...
Well, it's a trend in the sense that it's kind of a... I would call it like a third wave trend.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah, because...
Like, we had Friends back in the 90s and that
Those weren't really couples.
Well...
They eventually became them.
But yeah, so it's more like a it's like a spin-off. Okay. Well, it's like a spin-off of the later seasons of Friends where they started coupling up and people falsely remember that's why they liked Friends maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
right.
that's what they're
but it wasn't.
Going for.
Well, and the reason why I think they ended up pushing that direction in the first place is because everybody started, you know, what's that term that the fan fiction people use? Shipping. Right? Where they started imagining, like, what if Monica and Rachel got together?
Shipping?
That's not one of them.
Or,
yeah. Am I the only one that knows about this?
I haven't heard that one.
Okay. A student taught it to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm a high school teacher.
Sure.
And some of my students...
He doesn't write fan fiction.
No, of
about
course
Monica
not.
And Rachel getting together, for example.
Jesus.
Oh, I thought we were friends.
You learned something new.
Yeah, so Mad Love, we don't like it. We don't need to talk about it.
It's bad.
What's bad about it?
Okay, so besides
I mean,
the fact,
believe you, but
yeah, besides the fact that it's just not funny and that it's one more in the line of this very generic kind of style of put random comic actors together and see if their relationships work out. It's just
they're probably writers.
And the but it's super awkward because you've got Jason Biggs, who is the awkward guy. You've got Judy Greer, who's the awkward girl. Mm. You've got Sarah Chalke, who's the awkward yet mildly more accessible because she's, you know, scrubs and everything. And then you've got Martin Starr, who's the super awkward.
So
guy.
It's just like a lot of awkward people together.
So this is this is what a colleague and I were recently talking about, that we wanted to make a show where everyone was just the wacky neighbors from sitcoms.
And it would be called The Wacky Neighbors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Is this something you fanficked about already?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I shipped it and I gooped it.
Snoogle snoggle.
But the awkwardness, I mean, you can imagine what that would be like if there was like the Urkel show, but Urkel had neighbors who were also Urkel.
I'm thinking even lesser than Urkel, because Urkel eventually became kind of the star of Family Members. Sure. I'm thinking this...
Kimmy Gibbler.
Gibbler, Larry Darryl, and Daryl.
yeah.
That, the neighbors from Married with Children.
God.
That guy who was like a...
Poofy hair guy.
Pilot or something from the Bob Newhart show. Come over and eat their food. Anyway.
Right. What if they all got together? It would
Wouldn't be a very compelling sitcom.
No. I don't know. I think I'm going to
I would
want to
see it
once. Is that what you call it?
You fanfic, you ship it, and you goop it. The last one's not real. so yeah, it's bad. Mad Love on CBS, not recommended. Possibly likely cancellation. And that's a little prediction or preview of what we're going to talk about for our big talk this week.
Yeah.
You betcha.
So stay tuned.
Mm. Yeah.
So, we don't like Mad Love. Can it. Throw it in the can.
Can it. It's gone.
How about Body of Proof on ABC?
Yeah. Am I also the only one that watched this show?
Yeah, I don't really watch television.
Shut up.
Except for HBO.
Well, that's not TV.
And the McLaughlin Group.
Right.
Go ahead.
And PBS Kids, apparently.
Yeah, PBS Kids.
Not to be accused with CBS Kids.
Whatever. So, Body of Proof, I'm guessing, let me guess what it's about just based on the title.
Sure, go for it.
Body of Proof. Okay, so he's a science teacher, your classic fish out of water. That's it.
Okay. You're not too far off.
Okay.
You got the fish out of water part.
Okay.
Always got to be a fish out of water.
Right. Mm-hmm. How else do you start a TV show without that?
Oh,
and
his last name is Body.
That'd be good. Body of Proof.
I don't know. Or Proof. Or his last name is Proof. It doesn't matter.
No, it's about a medical examiner.
Sure.
Of course.
Who is formerly a high-powered surgeon. So when she becomes the lowly medical examiner, then, of course, because her ego has been diminished or whatever, she also feels like she has to solve the crimes of the body she's examining.
Right.
So it's like a cop show meets a doctor show. Meets a lawyer show all put together.
Are there any like mind readers like Medium?
No, but I only watched the pilot, so I'm gonna say yes later.
Who's the star once again? I forget.
Dana Delaney.
Oh,
is that
Dana Delaney?
Really?
Am I right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's fact checker.
our fact checker
confirms.
Our fact checker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's a
TV vet. I'll
right.
Say.
Which I mean, sure. I never watched Desperate Housewives. And wait, is that the show she's from?
I don't know anything about
she's like,
you know, she's always
days.
On shows like this where it's right. like it's the new show starring Dana Delaney, right. your favorite star.
But I have no idea what I've ever seen her from, but she looks super familiar.
I want to say she was on NYPD Blue for a while.
That might be right. She might be on
Fact Checker.
He's working on it.
He's looking at it.
All right.
Looking it up.
Dana Delaney, not to be confused with Megan Mullally.
No.
Definitely.
Really different.
Definitely
different.
Not.
I would remember her.
Right. Does Dana Delaney also have brown hair?
Brownish?
Yes.
Brownish?
You probably first saw her on China Beach.
China Beach.
Right.
Who can forget China Beach?
No one can.
Let's see. The other one. Yeah, I suppose you were five on that one. Wild Palms.
Remember
Wild
the 80s.
Oh, I loved Wild Palms.
Did
Wait,
you?
Did I?
No, you're thinking of
hidden palms.
Yeah.
She She's done like one or two episodes on
of like on every show ever.
Well, that good for her.
Episode of Boston Legal.
Mm. Getting her name
special
out there.
Special guest star Dana Delaney.
Yeah.
I feel I've heard that a bunch.
She has brownish hair.
She was on Desperate Housewives for 3 years.
Dang. There we go. I was right.
There Chris, you win the hamburger.
God, I'm hungry.
Sorry, callers. What does she look like? Is she cute? Is she old?
She's old and bland.
She's both.
She's cute and old? Not possible.
That doesn't happen.
No.
Big boobs?
I don't know, because she's wearing a pantsuit.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
She might get sexy later, though, right?
Oh, probably.
Hopefully.
Especially if they need those ratings. Is that a likely cancellation as well? We'll see.
You know what? I think it might already be canceled.
It's probably
canceled.
Canned.
Can it? Yeah. All right. Breaking in.
Breaking in on Fox to move quickly away
an
from
X-Con
a
comedy
subject that was going
and
nowhere.
It totally doesn't sound like a porn title.
Oh, God. It's pretty bad.
I love Christian Slater.
The theme tonight is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Actually,
why do they always dump these shows on us like in March or April? Just because they're like, oh crap, we totally didn't want to dump this show on anybody. Right. So here you go, bye.
It's because they. So I'll say something different. Something better. I'll say something funnier.
Something very funny.
I think it's because the weather's getting nice and people don't watch television as much. So strategically, this is the time to try out shows.
That's interesting strategy.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, specifically, they're putting this show Breaking In right after American Idol to try to sweep and trick viewers into watching something that's not very
good. That works for viewers like myself who, because I like reruns of Gilmore Girls, often end up watching not just one but two rerun episodes of...
Still Standing,
thank you.
What? That's on Lifetime?
It's on ABC Family.
ABC Family, okay.
And I'd have to change the channel. So.
Right, you'd have to. But actually, of the three shows we talked about so far, Breaking In's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know, that's saying something.
But it's got Christian Slater. Does that sound like him?
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Do you remember when people thought, like,
Slater.
He's totally...
I'm
going
to be a big star.
The next Jack Nicholson.
But it didn't happen for me.
Yeah.
No.
I want him to be in a show with... who's the fake... Oh, the actor who's in all the pirate movies. What's his name?
Johnny Depp.
Who's the fake Johnny Depp?
Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich, yeah.
Those who are made to... They should really be in a show together.
Right? And they can be like, good. I'm not Johnny Depp. And he can be like, and I'm not Jack Nicholson.
Right.
But we have each other or something.
It'll be called The Wacky Neighbors.
Yeah.
out of all the cast members, there's one guy that is kind of like the tech geeky guy, mm-hmm. which is kind of a stereotype, kind of a trite thing for a show, which is it's about a company that is like a security company for... wealthy clients,
mm-hmm.
and they are in charge of trying to break into their properties and what have you to see how secure they are. It's kind of a silly concept, especially for a half-hour comedy. Actually, the first time I watched it, I thought for sure it would be an hour-long like dramedy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But the tech geek guy, actually, even though it's a trite role, trite kind of a place for him to be, it's that he's actually pretty funny, and he gets good jokes sometimes.
That's good. And what network is this on?
Fox. Right after American Idol.
Now, is it a laugh track? Is it a single cam, multi-cam?
It's a single cam, no laugh track, which I think helps it, but also, once again, makes it kind of weird because there's also action sequences because it's Fox, and they got to show them.
Slater.
Right, they got to show them breaking in. Actually, Christian Slater. Sometimes he's funny. He made a Heather's reference.
I'm sure he's funny.
In the second episode.
He's a great guy.
He just
guy.
Gets stuck in really stupid things.
Are you listening, Christian? This isn't your fault. You haven't done anything wrong. Okay?
Actually, there's a hilarious episode of American Idol this season when, you know, sometimes they have the casts of other Fox shows sit in the audience to promote the show and to show their support of American Idol or whatever.
Sure.
And, like, Christian Slater's there with his daughter, just, like, blank-faced. Like, he looked like... He reminded me of Jack Nicholson post-lobotomy, spoiler alert, in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life, and I was like, what? Where have I been?
So I think he's kind of out of it, and he's gotten so kooky that he's... it's almost working for him somewhat in this show, even though it's once again kind of awkward to watch because you don't know how much of it is him purposely being funny or being unintentional because he's Christian Slater.
Right. Doesn't matter.
No.
Wait, did Jack Nicholson actually get a lobotomy or was that just how the book ended? I thought the movie, they changed it and he like got away.
No, the book and the movie are the same.
Really? Are you sure?
No. Uh-huh. The Bromden gets away, the chief.
Right. I remember that from the book. Mm-hmm. The movie
Does he in the book? I didn't read the book. but
we read it for book club.
You went to those discussions.
I went and I didn't participate.
You ate food. You ate
but
our
I
food.
Eat food.
You ate our scones.
Actually, I didn't make scones that time. I made little nests of like cocoa crispy things.
Oh, that's right. I ate those.
You
and
did.
Then I
fell asleep during the movie.
Specifically, only for the people who read the book.
I'm sorry. I didn't touch a nerve. Sorry.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Speaking of the guy from Still Standing, I was waiting to make that segue.
He's in Game of Thrones,
Mark Addy.
And he's great.
Which guy? Well, who is he?
The star of Breaking, or not Breaking.
Of Still Standing.
Of Still Standing, Mark Addy plays King
the
Robert
husband.
Baratheon.
And he's awesome.
He plays kind of a buffoonish king. Well, he's not really buffoonish.
Not really.
He's more of a tyrant who's kind of
I don't think he's buffoonish at all. I think he's great, actually.
No, he's very smart, but he's kind of lives high on the hog, if you will.
Okay. So here, can I ask you guys to do something for me?
Since sure.
I don't have HBO. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet. Sell me on this show so much so that I will want to come over to your place and watch it on your DVR.
We don't have HBO or a DVR either.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, can we if we...
Okay,
we find
so
our ways.
Breaking into your brother's house to watch it on his DVR.
Okay.
Well, breaking into people's houses is fun, examined in the new show Breaking In, starring Christian Slater. Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted? Is that what you're looking for? Okay, I'll sell you on it. I haven't read the books. I know, nerd boys or whatever. Boo to me. Because I don't generally read. I'm not into the fantasy genre. And I
arguably
was really
the nerdiest genre.
Arguably so.
I
was really resistant to this. And I've seen 1.5 episodes. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to watch more, to steal HBO from someone or break into someone's house and watch more of it. Because it's fantastic. And let me think about that. All the characters are fantastic. All the acting is really good. There are lots of different plot lines going on at the same time, but it doesn't seem too rushed or too strained. You can tell that the writing is really good and thought out. And there are some really interesting, I don't know, I guess it's the characters that are getting me in.
I think one thing that stood out to me in the book is the characters. And you get to know the characters, you get to... The series itself does a really good job of mirroring the book in that it takes its time to get to know the characters. And there are a lot of characters to get to know, but they end up in the book intertwining quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
One scene that I think sold me in the show as well as in the book was just one scene with two of the kids fighting with each other, and one of the girls named Sansa. She's the kind of spoiled girly girl of the family that we're following. She comes across her tomboyish sister, and her tomboyish sister is having a little fake sword fight with her friend, and then the bratty one comes and starts fighting with her, and then the prince, who's
also a kid, probably like 13 years old or so.
It's just this really it's this interaction that seems very not like a fantasy novel. It's very human, I'll say.
The characters are very realistic. I think there's a lot of interesting child characters.
Yeah, really.
That are very like multidimensional and
complex.
Interesting. Yeah, and Chris, I think you'll be particularly interested in watching it because when Qualler was reading the book, he kept saying how much these two characters, brother and sister character, reminded him of our two small Maltese dogs, Beckett and Nico.
Okay.
And as soon as Qualler wouldn't tell me who they were. I didn't read the book. As soon as he said, you'll know them when they come on the screen. And when these characters came on the screen, I said, that's Beckett and Nico.
They very much act like...
They look like
they
them,
look
even.
Like them,
they look
like they act
they
like
look
them.
And act and move and everything like human versions of their dogs. And the reason why this would matter to all of you who don't know who my dogs are is that this is how well cast.
Crazy dog lady.
You can't see, but I'm wearing a sweatshirt with their pictures on it. This is how well cast I think this is, right? So it's a book that has a lot of followers that I think there's something to be said about that, about how well written these characters are. And the characters are so well cast that they're exactly as Qualler envisioned them while he was reading the book. There's a lot of weird sex in it, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're interested in that.
Do you like when people get it on True Blood?
I can't say I don't.
You know, I was thinking, actually...
You'll really like this.
A lot of this, it kind of provides a lot of the sexy escape that True Blood gives you without being totally silly.
As I said in the blog today...
go ahead.
What I said on the blog is it has all of the plot... Yeah, let me start that over.
You can do it.
Okay.
Take two.
Okay. So it's what True Blood would be if True Blood had any actual stakes.
Oh,
that's funny. Yeah. Chris, why did you give me a look when I said sexy fun?
I didn't make you look. I accidentally made my phone vibrate.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you said that.
Phone vibrate. No, it's like, I'm a big fan of True Blood. Don't get me wrong, Alan, if you're out there.
Do you like well-produced shows?
Yeah. You know, it's HBO, so yeah, I'm at least going to like it.
Yeah.
I may not love it. I'm still skeptical of the whole fantasy thing, but I've heard so many good things that I think I'll at least get into it.
I'm someone who's not into fantasy, but I like this. Kind of in the same way, did you like Neverending Story?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to like this. Though,
okay.
Right? You don't have to be...
I'm in. Sold.
Yeah.
That was easy. Neverending Story.
That was easy. Yeah. Why didn't you just start with that?
Sorry.
Yeah. And I think I think the show will continue to develop the same way that the book did, in that the first half of the book is very much setting up plot points, key characters, because the second half of the novel is definitely... balls to the walls craziness.
Okay. And Qual, one question I have for you that I think you kind of had for yourself too is, mm-hmm. having read the book and knowing what's going to happen, do you still like the show?
It's
even
actually,
though you know how it's all going to play out?
You know what? I kind of like it even more because then I don't have to watch the whole episode, or I can come in into the middle of an episode and be like, oh yeah, so I know what's going on.
Uh-huh. And also, I mean, there's a certain kind of gratification in getting to see it played out based on how you imagine it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Same thing when you read the book before you see the movie.
Definitely, yeah.
Which is exciting. So are they going to get through the whole first book before season one ends?
Yeah, the first season is the first book.
Okay.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I actually, Chris, you saying, you know, reading the book before you go see a movie. Mm-hmm. I think it was smart to make a book like this into a television show instead of a movie, because they can actually do justice.
They can
to
really
all these
spend
plots
the time
and
with
characters.
Yeah, because you'll actually care about the characters in episode 8 when shit really hits the fan.
Gotcha. Cool. I look forward to giving it a whirl.
So we don't can it.
Don't can it.
What's the opposite of not can it?
Keep it.
Put it on the shelf. No.
It's renewed, right, too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Keep it.
It'll be on for a while.
While killing him, it starved the king, the whole bloody lot of them, until you and I are the only people left in this world. We've come to a dangerous place. We must protect ourselves.
You think Ned Stark bastard bleeds like the rest of us?
Brian, some armor.
People have been swinging at me for years. They always seem to miss.
You've chosen your opponents wisely, then.
You dare give commands to me? To me?
Seize Winterfell.
How dare you bring me here? Have you lost your mind?
I am your king! Kill these dothraki dogs!
Winter is coming.
Gods help us all.
Speaking of another keep it, but it looks like, Qualler, you have some notes about some negativity towards this new show. And I might if I continued watching more of it, but The Killing on AMC. Last time we featured it in our development, Heaven and Hell, and we firmly put it in the heaven because it was an AMC show and it looked dark and kind of.
And that was before we'd seen any of it. Now we've all seen a couple episodes.
Yeah, I would keep it in heaven.
Yeah, so I'd keep it in heaven, too.
I would keep it in what? Shelf it? Shelf it? Put it on shelf the shelf?
Keep it.
Keep it.
We gotta get. We'll think on that.
Yeah. Something as catchy as can it.
We're so catchy.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely good. I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a very high quality, entertaining drama.
Not just misery porn.
Let me play devil's advocate a little bit.
This is fun. This is always fun.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know whether these concerns will. be Justified. I don't mean to talk about Justified because that's also a good show, but
pun alert.
Yeah.
It's really a pun.
Here are a few concerns that I have. The first three episodes are the episodes that we watched together, and it seemed like it was starting to set up a pattern where it was like near the end of the episode, we get really close and think, holy crap, I think this person is the killer of Rosie Larson. And then the next episode, they'd be like, no, it's not the killer.
Right.
Kind
of like a faux cliffhanger.
Kind of like a 24.
Oh, man, I hated how those ended. Except
for that ghost next door. Remember that one? He was the ghost. The boy was the ghost, not the ghost next door.
Oh, is that where Shyamalan got the idea?
Yeah, yes. We were just talking about that yesterday.
The ghost next door.
Yeah.
I actually dressed as a sidebar.
There's been a lot of sidebars.
As the dad from the Goosebumps book, I believe it was number 2 in the series, Stay Out of the Basement.
Ooh, that's a good one. I remember that
one. What do you mean you dressed? Was that like a Halloween costume?
Yeah. No, just for fun.
That is so obscure.
I know. Nobody got it at my school.
Of course, awesome. Nobody. How old were you?
I was like 10.
Wow.
It was fun, though. My mom helped me staple real vines to my clothing and baseball hat.
I remember that book.
Did you have a lot of friends?
Yeah. No.
Just your books and anyways. Costumes.
So I worry, and hopefully, and maybe the writers have already gotten out of this pattern. The whole, you know, on 24, where it would be like, holy shit, Jack Bauer is going to run right into a terrorist. And then he would, like, not actually in the very next episode. And then there would be, like, a new problem.
Yeah, they'd solve it in, like, the first 30 seconds.
I hope they don't do that.
No, I agree. I see that kind of problem. But, I mean, I think about this kind of thing, because this is just going to be a one-season show, right? Because they're gonna
It's been renewed.
How? What are they going to do?
I don't know, Chris. What did Twin Peaks do?
we saw how that second season worked out.
Some of us liked it.
I liked it, but they didn't know where to go with it.
Well, you know, True Blood, Dexter.
Those are not good examples to back up your claims here, Bridget.
What?
True Blood.
I like True Blood and Dexter. Those were shows that had, like, in addition to us getting to know these characters and all these other things, they had, like, one plot that was basically a whodunit running through.
Here's,
and then at the end of the season, they solve it, and then the next season, they move on to something
else.
Here's
one concern
that I can see that this show could
One concern I would have with that, then, is our main character, what's her name? Lentil?
I don't know. Sourface?
Sour. She doesn't seem like the most well-developed character.
Well, not yet.
I'd actually argue that the way that they're doing the show is to keep it as minimal and kind of reserved as possible so that you can infer as much or as little as you want to. But I see what you're saying, that if they keep it on this very minimal style, I mean, True Blood, it's in your face. Dexter, it's in your face. With this kind of show, it's so minimal that, like, if they do a second season, is it just going to be another killing with the same kind of moody atmosphere that's...
I don't know. I guess I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I see how it's different than True Blood and Dexter, but I remember after watching the first season of Dexter and I was like, well, that takes care of that. We found out why he is. I liked the second season even better. So all I'm saying is,
well, here's the thing.
All I'm saying is, like, let's not be naysayers at this early point in the game.
I like it, so I'll keep watching.
And I understand your concerns, but I feel like that's not a very difficult thing for a show to get past something else.
It's called The Killing.
It's going to be like Killings from the second season?
Is the second season
well, maybe
going
the
to
be killing is symbolic?
Killing? Mm, maybe. We'll maybe see. It's like the killing of her soul.
No.
Anyways, I think it's skeptical at best, but...
skeptical at best? What happened to...
No, skeptical at worst, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Skeptical at worst, but still definitely worth watching because I think the performances are great. I think the cinematography is astounding, and the music is very good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
How about you guys at home? What do you think?
Too much rain.
There's a lot of rain. It is Seattle.
That's,
all right.
That's
well,
true.
Now we're going
to... That wraps up the new on the tube, what we've been... I'm sorry, Qualler.
I just wanted to say, on the misery porn angle...
Oh, yeah. We never came back to that.
You know, I feel sad for the parents of Rosie Larson. I feel sad. Mm-hmm. But it's like, after like 3 episodes worth of feeling sad, I almost feel like too sad. I don't know.
Nope, can't be too sad.
Unless they turn, unless they twist it around, and then it's like, oh, actually, one of them is the killer, because that would be genius.
That'd be Twin Peaks.
Right. I know.
Yeah. I'm only being a spoiler. No, I have to say that when I hear the phrase misery porn, I think first of pornographic films based on the movie Misery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all.
Isn't that okay. what he's talking about?
I didn't.
No. Oh, that, yeah, that yeah, you, that's what, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
No, but I do see what you're saying, that it gets so, well, same thing with the kind of the minimal effect of the show, is how long can you do that before it's finally like, give me something else?
Yeah.
And forever. How,
forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I you like could minimalism. Always,
you could just, yeah, okay. No, we'll keep watching.
Mrs. Larson, do you have a daughter?
Why?
When did you talk to her last?
Why'd she lie to us?
How about telling me the truth?
He's a suspect.
Where's Rosie?
The Killing, coming in April, only on AMC.
Mm. Now, this is definitely going to be on the air, mainly because Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk, creators of Nip Tuck and Glee, and especially the casting news, where our beloved Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights is one of the co-stars.
God bless her.
Jessica Lange. Big star.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis O'Hare, who was the one good part of the last season of True Blood, the crazy
Southern
vampire. I
love the last season of True Blood. I wish he would get off your high horses. Right. I wish he would crawl on down
he's also
just have fun with me.
Oh, God.
In I have bloodthirsty fun with it. Romp. I have fun with it. It's just
the one good thing Shut about it.
And then
Dennis O'Hare, also one of the judges on The Good Wife. I think one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I love Dennis. I love me some Dennis O'Hare.
He's really good on that show.
You know who I don't love? Dylan McDermott.
You know, I saw you wrote a comment that's just in parentheses, groan, next to Dylan McDermott, and I almost got mad at you, and then I realized I was thinking of Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Dylan McDermott Mulroney.
Right.
Yeah.
Dylan McDermott
Mulroney. Well, I'm glad we avoided
right. I agree.
Dylan a mad.
However, I know I've said this before, but I am a fan of The Practice, and while I think he's probably like the weak link to The Practice,
yeah.
I think he can still be in good things.
You know, my dislike toward Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney, Not really based in anything other than that they have kind of similar names and kind of look the same, and that's about it.
Right. So where are we going to put American Horror Story?
What the hell is it about?
They're keeping it really secret because Ryan Murphy's a dick. So
oh, cool. Give me a break.
It's a new look in the horror genre, which probably just means like wacky people.
It probably means like how the voice is totally different from any singing competition show ever.
It just means it has complex rules.
Spoiler alert, it's the same.
Yeah.
All it means is all right.
It's almost
situation.
Exactly the same.
So we'll have to come back to American Horror Story when he finally gives in and gives us a log line that makes
it's,
sense.
It's, yeah, it's on the fast track though. They're doing the pilot right now, and it's on the fast track to be on the air this fall, even though I don't think they've even filmed much of it.
Wow.
That's fast.
I know.
So are we gonna do we wanna just guess? I'm gonna put it in heaven.
I'm gonna put it in hell.
And I'm gonna tell you why. I'll watch anything with the word American in it, and I'll watch anything
that's
with the word
that's what they're
horror
banking on.
In it.
That's exactly what.
What are the three last, words that all Americans can agree on? American Horror Story.
Yeah,
because that's what last
the
fall
story tells me what it is.
Last fall, FX had a show called Terriers, which got canceled because people thought it was about dogs, and
well,
now they're like, well, how about a show that tells you exactly what it's about?
Right. So I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it too.
All right.
Oh, I'll watch it, but I won't like it. I'm
sorry,
oh, Chris, you complex devil.
Connie Britton.
I wanna talk about one. It was on top of this list here. Powers, also on FX. Since we're talking about FX,
and I don't think they've gotten much beyond the name of the show and what it's about.
Isn't did you did I hear you say or did I dream this that Kyle Chandler is cast in it?
Oh yeah. That might be true. Yeah.
I hope those are the dreams
I
you
hope
have.
That's, I hope that's not a dream. I don't remember,
I
honestly.
Real. But I
fact
mean,
checker?
I think that'd be great if Connie Britton is on one FX show and Kyle Chandler is on another.
Oh, that wouldn't that be
going.
The day?
And if
then there'd be a crossover. Oh, there'd have to be a crossover.
I miss crossovers.
Oh, me
Jetsons
too.
And the Flintstones.
I know.
But it's this show Powers is takes two. One, once again, very rote ideas, but puts them together. Maybe it'll be something interesting.
Who knows?
It's a cop show.
FX does pretty well with
a lot of
lately.
Stuff. Doesn't look good on paper.
Yeah, right.
It's a cop show, but also a superhero show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the writer of Sons of Anarchy said when people accused him of stealing their idea. A show is not an idea, right?
Right.
So if you said this is a show about bikers, like, duh. But it's not. It's Sons of Anarchy, and it's awesome.
Right.
So it's hard to talk. I mean, you know, we like to predict and all that stuff, but I think it could be
good. John Landgraf over at FX is very good. Show developer, and he's
like the only studio head who gives interesting interviews.
Yeah, definitely. So he really cares about shows. It's
right.
Good.
I look forward to that. Even if something terrible like what happened to Terriers occurs, it's nice that they tend to always at least give their shows a season, right?
Definitely. Oh yeah, full season.
Well,
for sure.
I think a cop meets superpowers show could be really good.
Yeah, especially with Kyle Chandler in it.
Yeah, so.
I think that, we saw, I think people have finally hit the Darth of the superhero genre with, like, No Ordinary Family and what have you. So I think
Heroes.
That, the later seasons. Right. I think something's finally got to happen for it to reinvigorate, and I think FX is probably the channel to do it, to still keep it accessible, but also give it some new lifeblood.
Cool.
Yeah.
So let's put this one in heaven for now.
I'll put it in heaven for now.
Heaven for now.
In heaven.
And the last one.
Fact checker.
Kyle
Chandler.
What do we got?
Is he in powers?
IMDb lists him as in talks.
Oh, okay.
I'll take that.
Kyle, right. Are you listening? We're counting on you.
Yeah.
Show him the money, FX.
Yeah.
Show him the money.
Make it happen.
Should we talk about HBO's Luck?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is one I'm excited about.
Oh.
Even though I've only seen 0.75 episodes of Deadwood. It's from David
That's
Milch.
Enough.
It's enough for me to, I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's enough to know that it's awesome.
It's enough for me to say if I had a Blu-ray player, I'd borrow your Blu-rays of the show.
You know,
well, come
you
on
over.
Okay, I'll come over.
Come over.
I'll come over.
We'll have a Deadwood party.
We'll watch it
you
all
want
night.
To?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Really?
Okay.
All
Let's
night
do
long.
It. All yeah.
Right. Okay. All night long.
David Milch is giving us a new show called Luck, and another exciting thing about it is that it's starring like two of the most like famous movie stars of all time.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman, Nick Nolte,
and
Mickey
Mouse.
Three
Mickey
of the biggest movie stars.
No, Mickey Mouse might not be in it.
No, he's not.
But Dustin Hoffman and Nick Nolte, that's
Chris,
pretty good.
Did you watch the little making of YouTube video that
no,
I linked? Okay.
I didn't.
Well, we'll watch that when we get home. Anyway, here's another show that on paper sounds kind of boring, horse gambling on horses. But just the little clips of it are just, oh my God, like, kind of the best parts of The Sopranos of like really shady people in dark rooms, since it's a David Milch show, rich dialogue, rich heady dialogue.
A lot of swearing?
Oh, I'm sure there's swearing.
I don't care for swearing. I call it cursing.
The racetrack is a place of incomparable beauty, but it's a rough racket.
You don't chirp about what ain't your business.
As a setting for storytelling, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Here's my picks.
This is everything from degenerate gamblers to a disreputable trainer to Ace Bernstein, played by Dustin Hoffman.
I think I played it okay.
Ace is a centered, powerful, organized crime figure, which is a character Dustin really hasn't played before.
Got qualms.
I cast Nick Nolte, who plays a Kentucky trainer with a lot of mileage on him and a shadowy past.
Yes, I still know a peach when I see one.
And he's going to have a second chance.
But, you know, one thing that I've read a lot is that the success of a show like True Blood, shows like that are huge cash cows for HBO, which means that HBO is able to kind of use that cash to put shows like this that might be a little tougher sell for big audiences and keep them on the air. Because they get so much cash. So,
cash
so thank
cow.
You, True Blood.
Cash cow.
Hmm, interesting.
For cash.
Yeah.
And also, thank you for being an adult.
grown.
Soap opera. Oh, my. OMG.
No, I like True Blood. I'll watch it.
She's a fairy.
I know. I did like that.
Or
twist.
Something.
I did really like that.
I love True Blood, and you guys are wrong. Can we? I hate to do this because it might mess up everything.
Uh huh.
But there's one show that's new on the tube that I forgot to mention because it's not
boy.
On our list.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, go ahead.
Screwing up the...
It's called Swamp People.
Oh, yeah. We were watching a little bit of that on the History Channel.
Yeah, it's on the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in Louisiana.
It's a narrative show?
No.
It's a reality show.
Okay.
There's a narrator
who
has...
There's a nail
Good
waiter.
Enough.
And he talks like this.
When the swamp people go down to the crocodiles and get the crocodiles.
They're not really crocodiles, bad. They're alligators.
Alligators.
And he calls them gators.
Gators.
And it's not at all offensive, except that it's totally offensive.
Except they do have subtitles for all the dialogue.
They have subtitles whenever people are talking. Because apparently their accents are so thick that there's no way we can understand them. And as far as I understand it, it's another way for network or... cable television.
You forgot that word because you don't own a TV,
right? I don't even what to remind people who are not living in the rural South how crazy people who are living in the rural South are,
mm-hmm.
right? But I have a feeling the people who signed on to be on this show don't know that that's what the show
probably
really
not
about.
Even on the joke,
right? No, and that makes me feel like. You know,
sad,
but not so sad that I won't watch it for right. an hour and
it's
a half.
It's kind of the teen mom of the crocodile.
It's
genre.
Way more exploitative than teen mom.
Exploitative?
Exploit.
Exploitative?
Exploitative? Is that how you say it?
I believe so.
I don't know.
These people
don't
be exploited.
These people.
Well, these people be exploited.
That's how they
it's kind of it. A kind of like the Dukes of Hazzard guy talking.
Yeah. This music might as well be playing throughout the whole thing. Mom was going to be mad that you shot him again. That actually literally happened. Wow. So it's basically people riding around in their boats catching gators.
I don't
know why they catch the gators. I don't know what they do with the gators. They shoot them with guns. That's how they catch them.
So you'd say keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it.
Keep it.
Please watch it. Because I don't think it's going to last long.
the History Channel.
But it's called Swamp People, so you know it's going to be good. It's on the History Channel
but it's
for
about,
no reason.
But it's about present day.
It's about present day people.
There's no history whatsoever.
The word
kinda
bayou
like the Learning
was
Channel
used
is
17
about...
times in this episode.
Do they tell you the origin of the phrase bayou?
They don't tell you the origin of nothing, Chris.
Do they tell do they tell you anything?
No, I
historical.
I don't.
At all?
Not no. even nothing historical. I don't know who these people are, why they're catching gators, and why I'm watching it. But
what
I
else would you do?
Can't stop watching it. So now I assume that if you're from Louisiana, you catch
don't
gators.
Watch it.
Swamp people.
You catch gators. You like to be referred to as
this
swamp
7-footer
person.
Should be a good start to the day.
Got him. Huh?
But Willie's frustrated.
Surprised he hit him. He sure likes to hog up that gun.
Is a good shot.
Yeah, that's my gun. I'm tell you that now.
Asking my daddy to shoot a gun is like almost asking me for a while.
Why are you giving me my gun? You have spells, have fists, cut flips, and everything else. You can get
and
my
I'm texting my good friend who actually is from Louisiana. Fact-checking.
And he said it was
he confirmed,
all true.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't understand anything he texted me because his accent is so weird and thick. But
unlike Deadwood, the previously mentioned Deadwood.
Okay,
sweet.
Then where do the wheels come in?
There are trains. Trains.
Trains don't have wheels. Do trains have wheels?
Technically. They don't work the way car wheels work.
Are they round?
It kind of looks like the
is that a
less...
weird question?
Visually...
Are the wheels round? Is that a weird question?
I don't think they're wheels.
Are...
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So the AMC just announced that this is going to premiere in the fourth quarter of 2011, and the pilot has been shot, and it's been picked up for a full season.
Does that mean this fall?
Yeah,
okay.
Fourth quarter, yeah.
And it's in the
October.
Olden days?
Yeah, but it's the way that the AMC schedule is laying out is very interesting right now, because after The Killing, I think, will be the next season of Breaking Bad, which we obviously love. And then there'll be another season. Yeah,
Bad.
And then there'll
he got,
be...
He got really close to the mic when he said yeah,
I did, because I love it. And then the next season of The Walking Dead, which is like, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. And then Hell on Wheels, which... granted, AMC's only released a 2-minute-long trailer, and I don't know of how much of the actual series is in the trailer, but it looks more like a less Deadwood-y and more Red Dead Redemption-y, in that it's like yeah, it's a Western, but you know, it's also got a lot of shooting, which could be cool, which could be fun.
Is it dark?
That kind of shooting?
Is it supposed to be dark, or is it... Because, I mean, traditionally, the Western's kind of like a lighter type of...
Yeah,
genre.
I mean, it's definitely like the... Well, it's definitely kind
I
of the postmodern twists on Westerns that I think we've had in the pantheon for a long time.
We've come to expect it.
For the last, yeah. It seems like it's kind of more like a souped up version of that.
Okay.
Which, you know, one thing that I was thinking about AMC in general is that obviously Mad Men, Breaking Bad, great shows, not huge ratings getters though. And then when the AMC's third show, Rubicon, came out, and that was a definite ratings bomb, although it was a good show, it seems almost that AMC is thinking, we got to get some more of these hits.
Slam bang
hits, especially if we want to, you know, pay Matthew Weiner $1 billion a year to write Mad Men. We got to, yeah.
That's fair. So, fair. Do we know anything about the plot of it or the main characters, actors?
The main actor is Anson Williams, I believe his name is.
Who dat?
He was on a show called Line of Fire before.
What dat?
I don't. Making me uncomfortable.
Making me uncomfortable too. The same kind of uncomfortable I got when I was watching Swamp People.
I thought that Mos Def was in it.
Cool.
But that might be a different that might be a different AMC cool. show under
He's cool.
I like his hip hop records.
He's a very good rap artist.
I liked him in that movie with Jack Black.
Do you remember Men in Black?
No, I'm really young.
Okay, so I'm down for it.
Come on wheels.
I actually only watched, I'm going to admit, I only watched the trailer without sound at work.
That's how I always watch trailers.
Is it about like the advent of the railroad system?
It looked like that from the visuals I saw. Because
I think that could be a cool backdrop for a Western story.
Yeah. It's definitely the lead character is kind of a grizzled. He looks, if you've played the game Red Dead Redemption, he's basically whatever, John Marston. He's basically that character.
All right.
So, yeah.
Let's put it in heaven.
Let's put it in heaven. Why
it's
not?
AMC, right?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Stories matter here. That's their slogan, I think.
See, they put the word story in their slogan, not in their actual show.
That's even smarter. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We are ready for our big talk here on Blogulator Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to discuss, since we're towards the end of the traditional, in quotes, air quotes, TV season, what's going to be on the bubble as far as cancellation versus renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some...
We got a lot of shows that are have been renewed, a lot of shows that are likely to be renewed, and my understanding is that some of our favorites, like Parenthood, are not officially renewed, but are very likely to be renewed.
Yay.
So we don't have to worry about Parenthood,
okay.
But there are some shows that we've talked about that we might have to worry about.
Because they'll most likely go for the on-the-bubble shows rather than a Parenthood, which is a probably.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's basic probability and statistics, right?
Right. So the so likely shows, probably all of them will be, and then maybe like 50% of the on-the-bubbles will make it.
So we're starting with
25%.
These are some on the bubbles likely cancel.
We're gonna start with the likely cancellation shows.
Get the bad stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Should we cite our source here?
TVbythenumbers.com. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But so, when I said bad stuff, I don't mean bad stuff because there's actually one show in here I actually really like, and I'm sad that it's and now in likely cancellation because last time I read something, it was on the bubble.
Yeah, it's gotten a little worse.
That's sad. Yeah. And it's a show that we talked about on our first episode.
Yeah, it was.
The Chicago Code on Fox.
Yeah.
I think it still has its problems. It's basically, I mean, it's from Sean Ryan, creator of The Shield. It's your cop show. It obviously isn't anything unusual or extraordinary in that sense. But what makes it interesting is that it's a cop show that cares about the complexities of the justice system and the corruption.
Yeah.
But if you're a regular cop show, how can you compete with a cop show with powers?
that's a good point.
You know, that's a good point.
Better with you.
It's a little too smart for the average viewer out there.
I think it is, especially for
Chicago
Fox.
Yeah.
Chicago Code likely cancellation.
Oh, good. Can you sing that for every show?
Yeah.
We're talking about?
Thank you. So another one.
Better with you.
Better with you.
We talked about that one a little bit.
Did we?
It's one of those.
It's a
totally unmemorable.
Couples in different stages of their relationship. It was a little bit better than Perfect Couples.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not quite as good as one of the shows that's on the bubble, which is of the similar variety, which I enjoy.
Called, we'll get to that.
Okay. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
We'll make do. So, Brothers and Sisters, wait, that's an better interesting with
you. One. Likely cancellation.
Yeah. Brothers and Sisters, that's a show that's been on for a while.
Way
yeah.
longer. I thought for sure it was canceled like 10 years ago.
Who's on that? That's it, Sally
when
Field?
They kept announcing
Sally
ER Field. Was
Rob Lowe was on it, but he left.
Callista Flockhart.
Yeah, Callista. Rachel Griffiths from Brenda from 6 Feet Under. So many stars, and yet I've never
seen it.
It's pretty basic, I think, family soap opera.
Kind of a Parenthood like.
I've heard it was really good, though.
I've heard decent things about it.
I've heard a lot of things, yeah. Well, sad to see it go,
I'm surprised that it's still even on, though.
Right. And yet...
Likely cancellation.
Here's one.
Don't steal this from me, Qualler.
I was trying to harmonize with you, wife. Here's one that we're not going to cry about.
No.
V.
For Vendetta?
No. God. You asked that before, though.
Yeah. Right, and I'm going to keep asking it, because it's a confusing title.
I know. Well, you won't have to ask it anymore, because...
Likely cancellation. You can go ahead.
No, go. Sorry.
Let's do it together. Likely cancellation.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah, that was good.
So no more alien show, and I think that's probably best, because we're going to be... We're going to be inundated
really
with another
terrible aliens.
We're going to be inundated with another one on TNT soon.
Yeah.
Called Falling Skies. Mm.
Noah Wiley. Steven Spielberg.
Holy.
Bam.
My dad says.
No, it's #. Asterisk. Exclamation point.
Right.
My dad says.
It's too extreme for
I've never seen
TV.
That either.
I watched exactly 1.5 minutes of it.
And it kind of looked like a pile of $.
Oh.
#. Asterisk, exclamation point. Thanks. I invented that joke. but unfortunately, it's a likely cancellation.
That's good.
Mad Love. Didn't we just talk about this?
So Shatner's out of work. Biggs is out of work again.
Man, it's rough.
And Martin Starr is out of work again. Too bad.
Too bad.
Well, Mad Love. You had a good little run on our
show. Got a lot of airtime on our show.
You got the prime real estate.
Yeah. The
first show we talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah. And won't be the last show we talk about, because it's a likely cancellation. That was me being Aaron Neville. Yeah.
Mm. Hellcats on the CW?
Oh, I liked that. It was about sexy teenage girls. I'm thinking of
sexy teenage girls who are cheerleaders.
Isn't that all CW?
It wasn't teenage.
Shows?
It was they were college age.
Oh, college.
Actually.
That's why it's canceled.
I think they were in law school.
One of them was in law school.
Law school cheerleaders?
She needed a scholarship, and the only scholarship she could get had to do with cheerleading. Yeah.
Anyways.
CW.
And that's actually, isn't the main character from that, from that movie, The Roommate? The one that gets attacked in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
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 So,
Well, that's too bad. Hasn't that been on for like 17 years or something?
What, Hellcats?
I think this is in the second season.
It feels like forever.
Mm. That's, yeah.
But it is a...
Likely cancellation.
Human Target on Fox. I actually heard decent things about this show, and I tried to watch a couple episodes.
Yeah.
It was too procedural for me to get into.
It's not Delroy Lindo because that's Chicago Co.
It's the other bald situation. Black guy.
Yeah, I know.
Caller.
Exactly. I know.
Not my
trying to be.
Situation.
Exactly.
This is the bald black guy from Pushing Daisies.
Oh, yeah. I still don't remember it.
But the acting was good on it. That guy is pretty funny. And Jackie Earle Haley, who's pretty awesome in movies nowadays. Was on that show.
That's
as
a
well.
Movie.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Okay. Who cares? They cost money.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Human Target. You're likely cancellation.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to sing anymore?
Likely cancellation.
Chuck.
Who's seen Chuck?
Chuck has gone on for 4 seasons.
He's a spy or something?
On NBC.
Alan
Sepinwall was instrumental in helping renew it for its second season and its third season and its fourth season, but now it's kind of like the magic is starting to die out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likely cancellation.
You know, I respect the great TV critic Alan Sepinwall a lot, but his old blog had a header at the top of it for a long time, in which it was pictures from his favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Mr. Echo from Lost, McNulty from The Wire,
mm-hmm.
Joan from Mad Men, and then the girl from Chuck. And I always thought that kind of stood out to me like a sore thumb, because I don't think it's a bad show. I think actually, as far as like quirky hour long dramedies, it's probably one of the better ones, but is it a great show?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. Maybe. So I don't know.
So we can't really talk about it.
But maybe we should watch it while it's on the bubble before it's likely canceled.
Before it's gone. Sorry, Zachary Levi and Josh.
And last likely cancellation?
Lola, I call it.
Law and Order Los Angeles.
Yeah. Did you know that existed, Bridget?
I did.
That's where Skeet Roll Ulrich is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse the paper shuffling.
Is that the? I think I heard that Skeet Ulrich was the detective who was the first Law and Order detective fall.
And they totally gave it away in the commercials, just like they gave away.
Fuck NBC.
I know.
The
Parenthood spoilers and on their commercials.
Their promotional department in particular. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They need their heads checked.
Yeah, they do.
Heads are gonna roll.
So the last likely.
Oh, I thought that was the last, but. I forgot my least favorite show on television.
I know.
Thank goodness is a likely cancellation. I'm talking about something more offensive than Swamp People. I'm talking about Outsourced.
Yes, also on NBC. Finally, we'll have room for yet another bland, inoffensive show.
Single guy.
Instead
of
a in-your-face offensive show.
Right. Instead
of
a really
bland offensive show.
Yeah,
it somehow manages to do both things.
Manages to be both.
And yet my dad still says, hey, have you seen that show, Outsourced? It's pretty funny.
Does your dad listen to us?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
That's okay. Sorry, Pops.
Just kidding. We're glad it's gone. I don't think there's much more to say, especially since it's probably going to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say I would like to put this out as an open plea to NBC that you don't have to just have three good shows on Thursday night.
You could put a fourth good show in there.
You put a fourth good show and then just play blank air for an hour.
They do have, I mean, I feel like 30 Rock, The Office, Community, and Parks and Rec is a decent lineup.
I stopped watching The Office.
I heard
that was good.
The last season has been good, but I'm a Michael Scott fan myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know how funny it'll be, but
we'll see.
Okay.
That's a future big talk topic.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea for another funny show that could be part of that lineup.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Okay.
It's about three people, two guys and a gal, maybe from the Midwest somewhere.
I'm with you so far.
And they, you know, they're just your average bloggers.
Oh.
And then they started this podcast, and it's just kind of about them trying to make it in the world.
This crazy world.
The podcast is about them trying to make it in
the world. The show is about them.
Oh,
it's
show,
about people.
The show is about a podcast.
It's about people who do the podcast.
The people are
your recast.
Wow.
What's Dylan McDermott doing?
Wait, is this about us?
Dermot Mulroney.
Dylan McDermott.
He's already busy. We've established that.
Yeah, get Dermot Mulroney.
All right, Dermot Mulroney.
He's better.
Yeah, he is better, actually.
No, I would watch that show.
Yeah.
Whether or not I got fired from it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of On the Bubble shows as well.
Yeah.
Do you have a little sing-song thing to go with
that,
Bridget?
On the Bubble.
On the Bubble.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Bridget gets to write it. That's fine.
I was adding to the...
Okay. I understand.
Wow.
Happy endings.
Getting a
happy
divorce.
Endings. I read today that not only is Happy Endings pretty funny,
it is.
But Damon Wayans Jr. is also pretty funny.
Yeah, he's the funniest Wayans to be born yet.
That's funny.
There's Marlon Wayans, there's Keenan Ivory Wayans, there's
Damon Wayans Sr.
Yeah, Damon Wayans Sr.
I tried to do the math on this, though, and this guy is like a little younger than us, Damon Wayans Jr.
Okay.
And I still don't understand how I was 10 and watching his dad on TV, and his dad seemed like pretty young.
Yeah, we're old, that's why.
That's why. That was ultimately my conclusion, is that actually we're old.
Yeah, we're quite old.
So I hope it comes back because I think it's the funniest of the ripoff Friends-esque shows.
Uh-huh. Is that on Wednesdays now on ABC?
Yep, following Modern Family.
Okay.
So I think it's a nice little hour.
When is Cougar Town on then?
Oh, no, it's Modern Family, Cougar Town, Happy Endings.
Okay.
But for right now, it's...
On the Bubble.
On the Bubble.
Okay. Mr. Sunshine's another ABC sitcom. I hope this one dies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry, man. You know?
Can't catch a break.
Just can't.
I think he should do drugs again.
I'd be okay with that.
Are you listening, Matthew? Because you were funnier. He's not listening. We're fine.
His whole I'm running a sports arena and looking manic the whole time while Alice and Janney pops.
What's with all these just really weird
it's
concepts
a very weird
lately.
Concept
like sport I'm running a sports arena. What about this other show? I'm running a farm. I don't know.
I'm running a call center in India for novelty toys.
Yeah. Like whatever happened to just, you know, a couple that had their own I guess
you guys already trashed that.
Yeah.
What I'm gathering is that the only kind of sitcom you want is the family sitcom, such as King of Queens.
Yeah. Fat Husband, Hot Wife.
That's what you guys want.
That's got to come back.
That's been out.
It's scheduled to be back in like 5 years, right. The way that the couples in different stages of their relationships have been.
All right. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they could just be original, but not too original.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Blue Bloods and like, can we talk about all the three CBS
sure
cop
all
shows?
In one big clump. Yeah, that's
we
fine.
Got Blue Bloods, we got your
we
Criminal
got
Minds,
Tom Selleck's
Suspect
Mustache
Behavior
co-star.
We got CSI.
What, there's a I
can I
there's
tell
a show
you,
called Criminal Minds Suspect
can
Behavior.
Can I tell you how much I hate the development of the colon in TV show titles?
Why colon?
Because it's like the. You have a show, right?
Uh-huh. I'm with you so far.
It's an original idea.
Right.
Even if it's trite and it's just a cop show or just
not
a doctor
original.
Show or just a lawyer uh-huh. show. But then they have so much success with it that rather than try to push themselves to be more creative, they push themselves to just duplicate it.
Yeah,
and
I
just
hate
do
that.
The colon, add another title to it. So it's the same show but with different actors. And that's...
It makes people comfortable because they know they're watching a criminal... I'm not defending it. It's
I get the money making thing behind it, but it's getting so old, and now you've got two of them on the bubble of being canceled, and you'd think that it would encourage CBS, especially when you've got a show like The Good Wife on CBS, where it's both highly rated and critically acclaimed. Like,
yeah,
it's possible.
It's not super highly rated.
No,
that's right. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Not as highly rated as like the original CSI. Or
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but yeah.
So we got Blue Bloods, Criminal Minds, colon Suspect Behavior, and CSI, colon New York.
Is
and Gary they
Sinise
are
still
all
on there?
Bubble.
And what's her face? The woman from Providence with the hair.
Providence. Good reference. Gary Sinise, yeah, I think. And
her name again?
I have no idea.
Melinda Carcanarinos.
That's it. Fact check.
That's it. Let's not bother.
I'm really
our,
bad with names.
Let's
today.
Not bother our fact.
You don't have to fact
that
check
one.
That, Evan.
But all three of those terrible CBS shows are
On the Bubble.
On the Bubble.
And let's lump these CW shows together as well.
Yeah.
This is just getting kind of
tedious.
Well,
these
tedious.
Two shows are very different though. Nikita, which was like an action. It was a redoing of La Femme Nikita, but with Maggie Q as the star, and it was actually pretty all right.
It was
as far as an action, kind of a romp.
Well, I mean the concept, the source material is great, and I mean because it was based on La Femme Nikita from USA,
the movie first.
The movie first, and then
the USA,
and then it was an American movie, Point of No Return.
Yeah, yep, you're right. Yeah,
and then the USA show.
Yep.
Femme Nikita, and I think the problem is that obviously it's been diluted so much that they keep trying to bank on this really great idea, but I mean...
Well, I think the problem is CW is like a really bad network.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems.
That's the main problem.
And when you have something that's diluted, you know, 3 degrees already, plus CW that is the only thing they seem to do well is the teen soap opera.
And they don't even do that so well.
Right.
Even that's kind of dying.
I think only I watch Gossip Girl.
Oh, but you don't even watch Gossip Girl this season.
Nah, I didn't go for it.
you just say that you do.
Yeah.
But like One Tree Hill.
That's also on the bubble.
How is that now a teen soap opera if it's been on for like a million years?
It's not anymore. It's not.
Is it
just
like
a soap opera?
20-somethings soap opera?
It went the route of
Chad
all
Michael
teen
Murray
soap operas that stay on the air for more than a couple seasons.
Right.
And...
Oh, Chad Michael Murray's not on it?
He's been gone for a few years.
It's
out of the loop.
It's been. I can't believe this is another show that I'm like. They're just canceling
it. It's one of those shows
now,
that they just like changed a lot, and so it's like not even really at all recognizable. But it's what's the theme song? I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to
be. That's the theme song.
Yeah.
I don't wanna be down.
And so they obviously haven't changed it since 2001.
Yeah.
But again, it's comfortable. It's got the branding. So why why change what's making money?
Well,
right?
No, but it's on the bubble now.
Well, now yeah. I mean, it's had a pretty good run.
People started realizing, holy shit, I've been watching One Tree Hill.
Here's a question I have for you. Do you think it's possible for the CW to ever make a good show?
Yeah, why not? Anything's possible.
I think, oh man.
I honestly think Gossip Girl,
the CW,
could be a good show.
It could be a good show.
Make it a little bit.
Yeah. That, you know, Gossip Girl is very frustrating because it could be a pretty good show, and yet they fall into so many Chuck and Blair, oh, will they or won't they,
yeah.
over and over shipping. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know, WB, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I
fucking Veronica
back
Mars.
When it was the WB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Veronica Mars was great, obviously.
What else was
Gilmore
on the WB?
Gilmore Girls. Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buffy.
Felicity.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah, Buffy. Yeah, they had a lot of good things. Come
so
on,
when,
CW.
Yeah.
When UPN and WB came together,
you
that
lost
was a mistake.
You lost the frog, you lost the audience.
Yeah.
Am I right?
The frog was the magic.
We have two more shows before we end our lovely sixth episode of Blog Data Radio to talk about. One of which we already discussed, but it kind of is lumped together once again with the other Fox show. We're talking about Breaking In, which we mentioned earlier, the Christian Slater Security Force show, and then Lie to Me.
Tim Roth.
Tim Roth, who, you know, used to be intense. He's still intense. He used to be intense and good. Now he's just intense. Have you guys watched
the
show?
Yeah, I love the paycheck.
No, I won't, and here's why.
Okay.
Okay, Lie to Me. I don't like the connotations of that phrase.
You don't like the command it orders you?
I don't...
You don't like the fact that his name is not lie or to or me.
No, I don't like the fact
that it's...
Do you
know that they mean lie as in not tell the truth, not lie as in lay?
I know.
Okay.
I know, because it's saying, lie to me. I want you to lie to me. And I feel like that's for me.
But he's a truth. He's a guy who knows if people are lying.
I have
to
no
him.
Idea what your problem is with this title.
Really?
Yeah.
Who wants to be lied to?
Okay.
It's like if the title of the show was "Hit Me," and I'll act like I like it.
The title of the show is "Bridget, You're Stupid."
You wouldn't watch that show. You wouldn't even be curious.
What? Hit me, and I'll pretend I like it.
No. If the show was called "Bridget, You're Stupid."
I'd be a little curious. Do they spell Bridget the way I spell?
Yeah,
sure, I'll watch it.
And they're talking
to you. No, you know, Lie to Me, I don't know.
It's a pretty bad
show. I think it's abusive towards women.
Yeah. Okay. It's all right. It's not good.
No, but I think they've run the gimmick into the ground, and I hope that it get canceled.
Yeah.
Even if it just makes way for another alteration on the
Even if it's another season of House, at least that's another season of syndication someday of House that...
Right.
Isn't the worst thing in the world. So. Right.
But for now, Breaking In and Lie to Me are both...
On the bubble.
On the bubble.
Blub, blub.
Those were bubbles, I think.
Yeah. They tried. My lips are checked.
So that's it. That's all we got for
Everything
for
else on TV is likely to be renewed.
Yeah. Everything else ever.
Everything else.
Unless it's been canceled already.
Yeah.
Especially Swamp People.
Swamp People will probably live on forever.
This has been Blogulator Radio. You can find our written version online at theblogulator.com. I'm Chris.
I'm Qualler.
I'm Bridget.
And our opinions.
Our opinions.
Let's try this again.
Okay. One, two, three. Here we go.
Our opinions are valid.